off on the other teachers.
Well, y'all, we're getting so overstocked with teachers now, they may have to go to that one of these days just to give teachers a job.
Yeah, but you know, down yonder, everybody, they've got so many little ones. They've got two classes, you know, two teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They have them, you know.
And the principal said he didn't like it because
What about, do you ever hear anybody, if they look like they're kind of sick or something, you hear somebody say, well, you look a little...
Bad.
Little what?
Bad.
Okay, you ever hear anybody say peaked?
Yeah.
Or puny or something?
Yeah, peaked or bad.
Okay. What about this part of your head here is called what, right here?
Forehead.
Okay, and this is what on top of your head?
The top of it, I guess.
I mean, what grows on top
of
it?
Oh, hair.
Okay. If I didn't shave for a year or so, I'd have a big what?
Beard. Yeah. I don't like that.
What about the things that you hear with or what?
Ears.
Okay. And you eat with what?
Your mouth.
Okay. And chew with your what?
Teeth.
Okay. This part of the hand is called what?
Palm of your hand.
Okay. And if you double your hand up like that, you've
fist.
Got... Okay. Sometimes when you've got rheumatism or something, it makes your what hurt, where you've been.
The jaw.
Okay. And...
I have rheumatism.
You do?
Hey, Lord, yeah. I want to go walking stick around.
What, does it just get you in the wet weather, cold weather, all the time?
No, I'm just bad babbit in my legs. You didn't know the need. You walk in, I hardly walk.
Well, I mean, is it any time or just in a certain time?
No, it's worse sometimes in these subjects, you know.
Walking
your
legs.
Yeah, old legs is what they Oh, I don't claim to be old now, Lord.
That's right. You told on yourself now. You told how old the baby of the family was.
She said this.
That's what she said.
Young
was,
young
that's
young
right. She sure
young
did.
Young
she thought I didn't catch that.
And I'm next close to the oldest one. I got two brothers and one sister older than I am.
That's really unusual for a family that size.
Well,
you know, most families that big in the country, you'd have some of them would die as children from yellow fever or measles.
They never did lose now.
Well, they had some bad diseases that would go around then.
Couldn't get in their doctor and nothing on about them. But our dad and mother both died and never lost a child.
Well,
both
of
them stayed.
And they're raising these grandkids,
nieces, nephews. Don't raise your voice too late, Lord. You just throw that off on you.
What about a person that you hear some person that's real old and gets around real well, you say, she sure is what? You ever say lively or spry or anything like that?
Well, we'd say, well, she sure can get around good to be so old.
Okay. What about somebody who is doesn't watch what he's doing? You'd say, well, he sure is
careless, I guess.
Okay. Somebody that gets mad real easy, you'd say, well, he sure.
Oh, he's got the temper.
Okay. Somebody that won't change his mind, you're trying to argue with him, you say, I wish you weren't so. You ever say, sight in your ways?
I guess. That's what I started saying. I didn't know what.
Well, stubborn is as good as,
that'll be it. Well, I mean, folks, you're so stubborn, you don't agree with nothing.
We were talking about these diseases a minute ago. You know, one lady told me over at Walnut Grove that she saw, I think, three of her sisters die when they were little